My partners and I bought Fitzwillie's in 1988. Been a good long run. I actually worked for the former owner, the founder of Fitzwillie's, a fellow named Roger Kerwood. Roger is really credited with a big part of the turnaround on Main Street in Northampton back in the early 70s when he opened it. He opened it in 1974. Downtown Northampton is so much different now than it was. Even when I first came to town, and you know, we were one of a few restaurants. There were some great restaurants then. Fitzwillie's Z's, Asian restaurant, was across the street from us. Fantastic. Back then, what is now the East Side Grill was a little men's tavern. Even Fitzwillie's, before it was Fitzwillie's, was a place called Mike's Tavern, a men's only tavern. So, I mean, the town has changed tremendously, in part from the great leadership that we've had in this town. A number of great mayors. I think Dave Musanti was mayor when I first came to town, but Mary Ford and Mary Claire and Dave, really some great leadership has helped turn the town into what it is.
Time for our local hero spotlight with Devon Whitney Deal, who's the local hero program coordinator for CESA, the local hero folks, and with local hero restaurant owner Fred Gore of Fitzwillie's, a landmark, legendary downtown Northampton restaurant. I had a great time over the summer into the fall and even what felt like the early winter, having outside meals with a dear friend of mine in the giant tent outside of Fitzwillie's right in downtown Northampton. And you, Fred, and Fitzwillie's had one of the funnier slogans about staying 6 feet apart from each other that was marketed all over the tent and all over Fitzwillie's. Would you like to share that with our listeners?
At Fitzwillie's, we practice safe six.
Safe six, 6 feet apart from each other, and the tables were all distanced. Yeah. And you had heaters in there. Now, is the tent still up?
Unfortunately not. Once snow season came, it had to come down. We had a great run out there for the summer. We were very fortunate, Monty, to have that space next to Fitzwillie's. It's not a parking lot that we own, but we were fortunate to be able to rent it for the summer. We were fortunate that the city provided street-side dining with the concrete barriers and the great street art that the city provided with a group of local street artists. So we really had a good summer. Business was good. It was sad to see it go. But now we're indoors. We're doing well indoors. We've really put a lot of effort and expense into making the indoors safe. We've installed plexiglass barriers between many of our booths and tables. We've installed air purification systems in our ductwork. You know, we're now subject to a 25% capacity. And again, we're fortunate again because we're a big restaurant. So 25% of our capacity is still a significant number of people.
And if people still don't feel safe and comfortable dining indoors, you have takeout options as well, right, Fred, from Fitzwillie's in Northampton?
Well, we do. We've always done a little bit of takeout. It's never been a big part of the business, but more and more businesses has been takeout. It's been delivery. We contract both with Delivery Express and DoorDash to do our deliveries. Delivery Express is a local company, so we love them, but DoorDash does a great job as well. And we do curbside pickup for folks that don't want to come into the restaurant. Pull up, give us a call. We'll bring your food out to you. Or if you want to come in and say hi, you can come in and pick your food up as well.
Monty, one thing that I think we all should be cognizant of is the fact that Fitzwillie's for years has supported local farmers in our community by bringing in locally grown produce on his menu. And when we have these limits on the number of people he can serve, unfortunately, the impact that means on the farm produce and vegetables that Fred can bring in, it's reduced because he doesn't have as many customers. It's really important with the position that we're in that we all do support Fred, because in essence, when we support Fred, we're supporting local farms out there, because Fred uses Swaz potatoes for his loaded baked potato soup, which, by the way, is the best in the valley and still on the menu from what I hear. So yes, we really appreciate what chefs and restaurants do in regards to procuring locally grown vegetables from our local farms. They all need support.
Speaking with Devon Whitney Deal, the local hero program coordinator for CESA, and Fred Gore, the co-owner of Fitzwillie's in downtown Northampton. Do you have any stories of the way that your customers have shown you how much they care about you as a restaurant and supported you through this pandemic?
Well, sure. Many, many, many of our customers are very regulars. They were heartbroken for us, as for all the local businesses when we were forced to shut. I mean, it was 2 days before St. Patrick's Day, when we were forced to shut, we had a big party plan. The Northampton St. Patrick's Association has their annual breakfast on St. Patrick's morning every day at the Hotel Northampton. And then they all, about 200 of them, come over to Fitzwillie's for a great party.
We've broadcast from that party before, so I know how great it is.
So there we were with 20 kegs of Guinness Stout and 3 cases of Jameson's Irish whiskey all ready to go, and boom, we were done. It was one of the hardest things I've ever had to do. I had to call in my staff of 70 people and say, hey, folks, I don't know what's going to happen here, but we're going to be closed for a while. And honestly, when I had that conversation with them, I thought a month maybe. At that point, we allowed our staff to take home a bunch of food, and whatever the staff didn't take home, we donated to Mana Soup Kitchen. My friend Lee Anderson up there and his great group of volunteers came down and picked up a bunch of food. That certainly felt good to do. And then we were closed for a while. And then we reopened and tried some curbside, and then I was able to negotiate the lease for the parking lot, and we opened the tent, and you know, it's been great from there. What's going to happen now as we go into January, February? I mean, there's going to be some big challenges, especially with the COVID numbers going up and capacities going down. It's going to be a tough winter, but I feel confident that we're going to get through it. We're going to be okay.
You know, one thing that impressed me much in talking to Fred was the fact that, you know, he really values his staff and he's worked really hard. You know, in March, he had 70 full-time staff, and this happened and they closed. And right now he has 50 of them back, and he wishes he could have them all back. And he's striving every day to make that happen. But he is really making efforts to not only keep his customers safe, but he's making efforts to keep his staff safe too. So kudos to Fred.
Well, I had a James Beard award-winning chef, Sandy D'Amato, on my show a couple weeks ago, and he publicly said that if we're going to get our restaurants through this, they don't need loans. They need the support of the community, and they need to be bailed out. And I'm for both of them. I want to see restaurants survive this. It's one of my favorite things in the world to do, is to just go out to eat and think of the importance a place like Fitzwillie's has had in turning Northampton into what it is today. Fitzwillie's was one of the first anchor businesses to turn Northampton into the Northampton that you know and love today. And we will support you and root for you so that we can get you and other restaurants like you through the other side. Fred Gore, who is one of the co-owners of Fitzwillie's in downtown Northampton, and Devon Whitney Deal, the Local Hero Program Coordinator from CISA, the Local Hero. Folks, you can find out about all our Local Hero restaurants and how you can support them at buylocalfood.org.